All day, and we're a lot bigger than that bug. So there's only one thing to do.
What?
You go in there and kill it. Hey, we. Oh, Georgia, my glad you're home. You've got to do something and quick.
What's the matter?
There's a bug in the kitchen. It's what? Just awful. You got to kill him for us.
Is that what you're all excited about some stupid old bug? Is it big?
Wings, we could book passengers on it.
Okay. He's up there.
Okay, stand back.
Gotcha. He's not in there in that one.
Sorry about the plates. Ah! Oh, Weezy, you worried about nothing. The bug is dead.
But he was alive when I saw him. Wonder what killed him.
Probably took one look at you and had a heart attack.
Well, at least that's over. You can put away the groceries and start on the ham now, Florence.
Hold it, Florence. You ain't got to cook tonight. I'm taking my favorite girl out to dinner.
Okay, but you got to bring me home by 10.
Not you. Come on, Weezy, I got another surprise for you.
You do? What's the big occasion, George?
No occasion. You know how romantic I am. Yeah, this is for you.
Oh, George is beautiful. A white orchid. Oh, you shouldn't have done it.
I had to. I couldn't find a black one.
Sometimes you can be so sweet.
Well, you know, I figured we'd have some dinner, maybe do a little dancing, then go to the airport for some dessert.
Oh, wait a minute. Why would we go to the airport for dessert?
Because it'll be fun, Weezy. Look, millions of people come to New York every day. We might see somebody we know. Now, come on, hurry up and go get dressed.
Hold it, George. Who's coming in tonight?
It's my nephew, Raymond, from Chicago.
Oh, your brother Henry's son? We haven't seen him since he was born.
Oh, how old is he now?
8.
Oh, it'll be nice seeing Henry and Ruby again.
No, it won't.
What?
They ain't coming, just Raymond.
They're sending that little boy all by himself?
Look, Weezy, Ruby and Henry are having a little trouble, but they know they can solve the problem if they could just have some time alone. So I told them we'd take Raymond.
Oh, that's nice, George. I don't know why you are hiding it. Florence, will you fix up Lionel's room for Raymond?
Thanks, Weezy. I knew you'd understand.
How long is he staying?
Just 6 weeks.
How long?
Only 6 weeks. What is
6 weeks? You promised we'd take care of an 8-year-old for 6 weeks? Florence, fix up that room for George, too.
Oh, come on, Weezy. He ain't gonna be that much trouble. Look at all these toys I bought for him. Look at this dummy.
Which one? Look, George, we haven't had a child in this house for years. I don't know what appeals to an 8-year-old mind.
Sure you do. You talk to Florence all the time.
I'm serious. 6 weeks is a long time. You work all day, and I'm the one who has to take care of him.
Look, Weezy, Raymond ain't gonna be no trouble. He'd probably be napping most of the time anyway.
8-year-olds do not take naps.
They do if you slip some booze in their milk.
Oh, George.
Look, Weezy, I'm telling you, Raymond is family. I mean, his great-grandfather was a Jefferson. His father was a Jefferson. His uncle is a Jefferson. So what does that make him?
Alex Haley.
A Jefferson. And a Jefferson always helps another Jefferson.
You never do this for my family.
They're not Jeffersons.
Oh, that poor little kid. He'll be scared to death traveling on that airplane all by himself.
Okay, Miss Jefferson, the room's all set.
Florence! There's your answer, Weezy. You don't have to babysit. Florence will.
Now, look, I do windows, I do floors, I even do ironing, but I don't do babies.
Look, I don't care what nobody says. He's my nephew, and we are going to take care of him.
Hi!
Who are you?
I'm your nephew. I just wanted to tell you not to pick me up at the airport because I'm here.
Raymond! You're not supposed to be here for another hour.
I took another plane. My parents dropped me off early, so I traded in my ticket.
All by yourself?
Aunt Louise, you're even more beautiful than your pictures.
Oh, not really.
I bet when she was younger, she was one foxy number.
What?
Hi, who are you?
Oh, just another foxy number.
Ring, this is Florence, our maid.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, aren't you going to give your Aunt Louise a big kiss?
Hey, I'm 8 years old. I don't kiss unless it's serious.
How did you get here from the airport?
A bus. I tried to flag down a cab, but the drivers don't see you when you're short. You must know what I mean, Uncle George.
What?
I just saw the family resemblance between you two. It's the mouth.
Oh, hello, Florence.
Hello, Mr. Finley.
Mrs. J. Oh, hello. Who's the little fellow?
It's my Uncle George.
Mr. Bentley, this is our nephew Raymond from Chicago.
Is there something you want, Bentley?
Yes, I need some advice from Mrs. J. Mrs. J, you know that French film, Pardon, Mon Affaire? It's playing at the Orpheum. I understand it's rather racy. Do you think it would be proper for me to take a young lady there on our first date?
Well, I don't...
Don't do it. Not if you don't know the chick.
Beg your pardon?
Listen.
Excuse me.
Movies are expensive. Once I got stuck in a Disney movie with a real flat tire.
It's a bad idea, huh?
The pits. Get a good look at her first. If she's okay, then start spending your money. Maybe you'll get lucky.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Raymond, Mr. Bentley is a translator at the United Nations. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, it's nothing, really. I just translate Russian insults into English and English insults back into Russian.
Do you like that?
Oh, yes, I love to see people getting along together.
Wheezy, I just came up with a great idea.
What are you doing, George?
Look, maybe we can get Bentley to take the kid off our hands. I mean, he can show him to UN. That should take a couple of days. Hey, Bentley, I got something to ask you.
Oh, I know what you're going to say, Mr. J. You want me to leave.
No, wait, I,
No, I know I drop over a lot, and I don't want to overstay my welcome.
No, Bentley, you don't understand.
But I do understand. You see, whenever you get that look, you always throw me out. Well, not this time. I'll do it myself.
No, but see, I'm not...
I'll even slam the door.
I wasn't... that Bentley, the first time I needed him, he runs out on me.
You wanted him to take me off your hands, huh?
No, of course not.
I'll put your things away, Raymond. George, why don't you show him the toys you bought?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of fun. Okay. Look at this, a fire engine.
I don't like fire engines.
Well, this one squirts real water.
That's the worst kind.
I know you'll love this. A marshmallow land game. When I was your age, I used to play this for hours.
You must have really been retarded.
Are you sure you're my nephew? Okay. I forgot the best gift of all. Hi! I'm Sparky. What's your name?
You know my name, Uncle George.
Yeah, I do! But Sparky doesn't! This is the last toy I got, so tell me your name!
Raymond.
Oh, hi, Raymond. You and me are gonna have a lot of fun together for 6 weeks, aren't we?
Not unless your head falls off.
Look, there's got to be something here that you like. I spent $50 on this stuff.
So what? I didn't want to come in the first place.
Where'd you want to go? I'll buy you a ticket.
What's going on out here?
Aunt Louise, he's yelling at me.
You're damn right. You can learn a little respect.
See? He's not nice like you.
I'll show you nice, George!
Raymond, why don't you go wash your hands, and we'll go out to dinner.
Yes, Aunt Louise.
I ain't gonna make it, Weezy, not with that kid.
George, give him a chance. He's just a baby.
Yeah, Rosemary's baby.
Now, listen to me, George Jefferson. Raymond is a sweet little boy. He's staying with us. And if there's any trouble, you'll answer to me. And you know what that means.
Yeah, I gotta spend 6 weeks with Raymond.
Oh, good morning, Miss Jefferson.
Morning. Oh, Florence, I'm simply exhausted. George was so restless, he kept me up the whole night.
You poor child. You look like you could really use a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah, Florence, I sure could.
It's right over there on the stove. Oh, as long as you're up, I could use another cup, too.
You just want coffee, or should I make you breakfast, too?
My, everybody sure is grouchy around here lately.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a lousy week. Raymond is driving George crazy, and George is taking it out on me. Here.
Oh, morning. Thanks, Lee. Well, what I would give for an hour's sleep. Did you know I was tossing and turning all night?
Who do you think was bouncing next to you?
I had this nightmare that I was marooned on this small desert island with nobody to talk to. Then one day I saw this speck out in the water, and it kept coming closer and closer and closer. And I ran down to the beach, and I pulled it out of the water and turned it over, and it was Raymond.
Oh, no.
So I threw him back in. And he kept swimming back. Then I tried to run away from him, and I fell off of a cliff. I kept falling and falling and falling on.
That must have been horrible.
No, that was the good part of the dream. I landed on Raymond.
Oh, George, you gotta get a hold of yourself.
I can't help it, Weezy. I feel guilty. I mean, Raymond is my nephew. I'm supposed to get along with him. I want to be his friend.
Well, what's stopping you?
I hate him.
Now, remember what the Bible says, Mr. Jefferson. The good Lord says never hate anyone.
The good Lord never met Raymond.
I just wonder if you've given him a fair chance. You know, it takes time to make friends.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Weezy. Maybe it is my fault. Okay, I got it. I'm gonna take the rest of the day off and spend it with Raymond. Just him and me, making friends. Thank you, Weezy. It's a great idea you came up with.
Oh, George.
And it only took you 25 years. Hey, Raymond. How's my old buddy?
Okay, I guess.
Having a good time here?
Yeah.
Are you having a great time here?
Well, let's not get crazy.
Okay, you're gonna start having a great time because you and me are gonna spend the whole day together.
Doing what?
Anything we want. Hey, I got a game. You ever play this game? You hold out your hands like this. I put my hands on top, and you try to hit my hands before I can pull them away.
Like okay? This?
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready. Go. Hey, I almost got it. Stop. That's a crummy game.
I kind of like it.
What do you say we go out? Today is yours. Anything you want to do, I want to do. Anything in the world, just name it.
Horseback riding.
Except horseback riding.
Why?
Look, this is New York. There's a lot of things to do. Hey, how'd you like to take a ride on the subway?
Only if it goes to the horses.
Look, forget about the horses. Hey, I got it. The zoo. You'll love the zoo.
Wanna bet?
Statue of Liberty.
That's for tourists.
Times Square.
That's for weirdos.
Aha! The Empire State Building. 102 stories. We'll go all the way to the top.
I can't. If I go up too high, I get a bloody nose.
You might get one anyway. Nothing. We'll do what you want to do.
Horseback riding?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep, and we'll have nothing but fun, fun, fun. Oh.
Raymond and Mr. Jefferson are still out, huh?
Yeah, isn't it wonderful? They must really be hitting it off.
Yeah.
Weezy! Flunk! Where's everybody?
George, here we are. What is it?
Is he here? Is he here?
Who?
Raymond, he's missing.
What do you mean, missing?
Look, when I left, he was with me. Now he ain't. What do you call it?
Oh, my God! He's missing!
Wait a minute. Don't panic. Now, how did it happen?
I don't know. We went horseback riding first.
Horseback riding? George, you've never ridden a horse in your life.
And I still haven't. I fell off the damn thing 3 times.
But where did you lose Raymond?
In Grand Central Station. I took him there to show him the trains. I turned around, he was gone. I've been running my tail off for 2 hours trying to find him.
Oh, that poor little boy. Roaming the streets of New York all by himself.
Oh, I'm scared, Weezy. I should have kept my eye on him. Anything could happen to him out there.
Well, we gotta do something.
What am I gonna tell my brother Henry?
Now, calm down, Mr. Jefferson. I had an uncle who got lost once, right over on Lenox. And boy, was we worried. But he came back.
Oh, yeah?
Of course, it was 6 years later.
You know, you're a big help. Why don't you do something useful?
Like what?
Like going in the kitchen and defrost your brains.
George, we just can't stand here. We gotta call the police.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Weezy. Ah! Hello. Oh, hi, Henry. It's my brother. Oh, yeah. Oh, how's the family doing? Oh, good. Oh, yeah, everybody's fine here, too. Okay, I'll be talking to you again soon sometime. Okay, right. Huh? Raymond? Oh, yeah, he's fine. Hold on a second. Here.
Oh, no. Just take it. He wants to talk to me?
No, he wants to talk to Raymond.
Why, you little... Well, hello, Henry. No, this is Louise. Raymond? Oh, he's outside playing in the street.
We just don't know which street.
Sure, I tell him you called. Okay, bye. Now look, George.
I know, Weezy, it's all my fault. If anything happens to that kid, I don't know what I'll do.
Miss Jefferson, you call the police. Come on, Mr. Jefferson, you and me will go out and find him.
Okay, I don't know where to start.
Why don't you start in the hall?
What? Raymond, are you all right?
sure.
You're not hurt or anything, are you?
I'm fine.
Well, now that Minnie Mouth is back, I'm going to go lay down.
Boy, you don't know what I went through. Being lost is scary.
Were you lost, Uncle George?
No, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Well, now I'm lost. Where were you?
Just not walking around. I got tired of looking at the train, so I left.
Without telling me?
I don't have to tell you everything.
Oh, yes, you do. We're responsible for you.
So what?
Oh, you ain't getting away with it this time.
Hey, it's nothing to get uptight about. I'm smart. I can handle myself. I've got it up here.
Oh, yeah? And now you're going to get it down here.
Hey, what are you doing?
You so smart, figure it out.
I'm Louise. Help. He's going to spank me.
Oh, in your own words, Raymond, so what?
Come here, Raymond.
Hey, we're reasonable, man. Let's talk this over.
Come here.
Can I call my lawyer first?
Come here. Okay. The more you run, the worse it's going to be when I catch you. Come here. Okay, I got you. Now you're going to get it.
But Uncle George, how can you hit your own nephew?
Like this.
Your own brother's son?
Go on, get out of here.
Oh, George.
Aunt Louise, can you reach that carton of milk?
Sure. Here. You think your Uncle George is pretty dumb, don't you? You get away with everything around here.
Well,
of course, that's because you are so smart. In fact, you're so smart, you're stupid.
Huh?
Do you know what you are, Raymond? You are one big... I can't even say it. But you're the biggest one I've ever seen.
Don't scold Aunt Louise. I'm just a little boy.
Save it, Raymond. We'll use it to fertilize the tomatoes.
What are you so mad about?
Can't you see how much your Uncle George loves you? That's why he took you out today. That's why he was so worried when you were missing. That's why he couldn't spank you. You know, you are right. He is dumb for caring about you.
I just wanted to have a little fun.
Without caring about your Uncle George, you won't find many people who love you like he does. I wouldn't cut down on the number.
Weez, any beer left in there?
Uncle George, I really like the horseback riding.
Any cold cuts to go with the beer?
And the trains were okay. Uncle George, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
What was that?
He said he's sorry, George.
What do you say we forget this week and start over again?
Well, that's okay with me.
And I know how, too. I'm gonna take you out and buy you an ice cream.
You're gonna treat me?
Yeah, sure. I found this great place when you were... I mean, when I was lost.
Hey! Well, in that case, I'll take tomorrow off from work, too. I'm gonna go see the Statue of Liberty and Times Square and the Empire State Building.
Uncle George.
What?
Let's not get crazy.
The Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.